I'm Maria Filosa from WDIY, and you're listening to Tasty Seasonal Recipes for the Everyday Chef. If there was one fruit to choose that represented summer, without a doubt that fruit would be watermelon. Sweet, refreshing, juicy, and good for you too. Watermelon is actually classified as a pepo, which is a berry with a hard rind and a fleshy center. Although the rinds are mostly various shades of solid and striped green, the flesh can range from white to yellow to orange to deep red. Some have dark brown seeds, while others, known as seedless, actually contain immature, soft, white seed shells that most people eat. With over 90% of the fruit containing water, I like to dive right into a thirst-quenching slice until my face is covered in the stuff. I even eat most of the seeds. Did you know that they are good for you? In fact, nutritionally, watermelon as a whole is one of those superfoods. One cup only contains about 45 calories. It is rich in antioxidants and is also an anti-inflammatory food. It contains vitamins A and C, two compounds, lycopene and citrulline, found in the rich red fleshy centers, are important for cardiovascular health. Even the seeds contain small amounts of the minerals iron and zinc, and a bit of protein as well. Some cultures roast and season the seeds to enjoy as a snack. As an ingredient, watermelon can be quite versatile. You can add watermelon chunks to almost any salad. Of course, any fruit smoothie could benefit with the addition of a little watermelon. And let's not forget the adult beverages like margaritas, martinis, and daiquiris, enhanced with watermelon puree. They taste amazing. Watermelon works as an ingredient for baking as well. While making a loaf of bread, I discovered that I could replace all the water in my dough recipe with an equal amount of pureed watermelon. The resulting bread has a slightly pink color and a moist texture. To make this bread, pour 1 1/4 cups of pureed watermelon into a mixer or sturdy blender. Add 1 tablespoon of sugar, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 tablespoon of yeast, and 4 cups of flour. Blend until the mixture forms a ball. You may need to add more flour if the dough is too sticky. Remove it from the mixer and place onto a flour-covered table. Knead the dough until smooth and silky in texture. Let it rest about 30 minutes, then divide it in half, placing one piece aside. Roll out the remaining dough into a rectangle shape. Melt 1/2 stick of butter and brush it onto the dough surface. Pour 1/2 cup of brown sugar and 1/2 cup of shredded unsweetened coconut over the buttered dough. Roll jelly roll style into a log. Place the seam side down onto a cookie sheet and brush the top with more butter, then sprinkle more brown sugar and coconut on top. You could also add some chopped nuts if desired. Repeat with the other piece of dough. Let them rise 1 hour, then bake in a 450-degree oven for 20 minutes. Let the bread cool before slicing, if you can resist. If you find yourself with an abundance of watermelon, why not make it into a jelly and can it? Take about 2 pounds of the red flesh, along with as much of the white part of the rind as you can scrape off. Dice everything and place it into a saucepan. Add about 3 cups of sugar and, if desired, some lemons cut into thin slices. Bring to a boil and simmer for about 2 hours. This will reduce into a syrupy texture. Sterilize 3 to 4 pint-sized mason jars and fill with the watermelon mixture. Wipe the rims with a wet cloth, then seal with canning lids and rings. Place into a water bath, covering the jars with boiling water. Process for 15 minutes, then remove the jars to cool. This would be a tasty dipping sauce for homemade spring rolls or for spreading on a cake as a glaze. So don't miss out. Get to your grocery store and pick up one of those green beauties. You won't be sorry. I'm Maria Filosa. Thanks for listening to Tasty Seasonal Recipes for the Everyday Chef. Have a bountiful day.